Senator Paul Schimpf's on the other end of the line. First off, Paul, morning. How are you? Senator? Good?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having the time because, I've been talking to a few people in Springfield, and there are things going on, but I'm having a little problem kind of pulling things apart to what's relevant, what's not. Can you tell me, overnight, was there anything new from the grand budget or working towards a budget process?
Well, I guess the breaking news overnight is that the Senate Democrats are going to vote on a tax plan today, which is a little bit disheartening since they had been negotiating with Republicans and the governor's team just a few hours before. I guess they decided that for whatever reason they needed to move a huge tax increase to the floor today. So we're going to be it looks like we're going to be voting on that. And one of the things that's a challenge, especially if you're in the minority party, is sometimes you have to vote on stuff that you don't have a lot of time to look at, and this is one of the cases. So I'm going to be trying to take a look at this legislation, but right now it does not look very good to me. It looks like it's a huge tax increase with little to no spending cuts, little to no reforms. So I'm not optimistic with what I've seen so far.
All right, now when we talk about the tax increase, there were in particular three kind of categories that I've broken it into personally, and that is the personal income tax, the corporate income tax, and the services tax. Those are the items, or one of those categories moving, or all?
I think my understanding from what I'm seeing right now is that they're all three of those categories are going to be moving today. That they're going to be raising the personal income tax rate up to 4.95%. They're going to be raising the corporate income tax rate up to 7%, and then they're going to be increasing sales taxes on services such as dry cleaning. So I think it's a total of about a $5 billion tax increase that we're getting asked to look at today. And, I'm one of the people that, I think we need to be consistent. I said during the campaign that I didn't think we could just cut our way out of this. I don't think we can tax our way out of it. We're going to have to do both, but we're also going to have to make sure that we have some reforms to make our state more attractive to the job creators. But, this tax increase is a pretty big one to swallow, and it doesn't look to me like there's any spending cuts to go with it.
And that, I think, and I talked about this before with, I've been talking to it, I call it the Luchtfeld equation from your predecessor in the same Senate seat. The Luchtfeld equation being the state cutting enough money from its budget that taxpayers are more willing to accept a tax increase. And when you say we've not made any cuts, I think increasing taxes, I mean, because one report I read on the 6.25 services tax would raise $7 billion. I mean, you look at this personal income tax, that's a plus 30% increase. And when we talk about making business more friendly, we're saying, oh, yeah, we're increasing your taxes 7% or up 7%. I mean, when you look at these as the three things, they fly in the face of everything we seem to hope to accomplish.
They do, and it's one of the things that's very frustrating is we don't really need to speculate on what the impact of a tax increase is going to be, because we did that little experiment ourselves back in 2011. We did this big tax increase in 2011, and we didn't have any reforms with it, and it didn't do anything to really solve our problems in the long run. And now when we're looking at this $5 billion tax increase, give or take a billion, whatever it is today, it's something you look at the overall level of spending in our state. The last time we had a budget, not a balanced budget, but just a budget back in 2015, the spending level was at $35.4 billion. Well, this latest budget proposal that we're going to be voting on today has spending at, I think it's $37.1 billion. I think is what they're looking at. But regardless, we're not cutting any spending. Spending is continuing to go up. Government is continuing to expand, And it's frustrating because, you know, one of the things that I believe is, you know, I believe it's an emergency when you start acting like it's an emergency. Well, it seems like, you know, from the other side, we're just getting higher taxes, more expansion of government, more spending, more government programs. They're talking about expanding government to, you know, have this new bureaucracy that's gonna regulate gun shops. It's just you know, there seems to be a disconnect with reality.
And, you know, it's interesting on the services tax. When I was reading about it yesterday, I didn't realize that it starts July 1st of 2017.
No, it would take effect very quickly, and you know, it's just something that, you know, my hope is that that this is more of a negotiating ploy than a serious proposal. You know, we still have a little bit of time before the end of session. The House is going to have to weigh in. There have been ongoing negotiations. My hope is that the negotiations keep going. That we work towards something that all of us can support, rather than just a something that's not going to have any Republican votes on it at all.
And when you're talking about that, Senator, what you're talking about is negotiations. Are we talking about workman's comp? Are we talking about property tax? Well, they call it relief. Relief is when it goes down. So property tax freeze. Is that the negotiations you're referencing, or Chicago Public Schools money? And because I'd read that they were looking at a $380+ million loan to pay pension payment that's coming up and to get through the end of the school year. Is that what we're talking about negotiating there?
Well, what I'm talking about the negotiations is the property tax issue, the workers' comp reforms. I think we're getting close on the workers' comp reforms. The property tax, whether you call it relief or property tax freeze, that's something that I think you absolutely have to have for some people. You know, if you're going to talk about raising their taxes, we're already taxed pretty high in the state of Illinois. And if you're talking about increasing taxes more, you've got to give people some property tax relief. So those are the negotiations that have been going. I hope they don't stop after, you know, this proposal that came out last night. And you know, the Chicago Public Schools bailout is something that is problematic. It's just, you know, everything right now up here is in a state of flux. And, you know, my understanding, I haven't been here before. This is my first spring in Springfield, so, you know, it's somewhat new to me. But my understanding is that it is hectic at the end of session. You know, and I think that they're going to keep negotiating really up until May 31st.
All right. A couple of items here, just as a matter of my shopping list right now and in no particular order. I need to ask about SIU funding. I've seen some references to other published reports when you were talking about this and the need to get something done specifically in that respect. Will these actions that are being taken now and pushed forward by the Democrats in the Senate address SIU funding, higher education funding?
This proposal today is their overall budget with all their spending. So it would include SIU funding, our higher ed funding. I think it's about a 10% reduction is what they're looking at. But this proposal does include funding for higher education. It's I would like to see SIU funded. We do need to get money out the door. I think if we can't come to a comprehensive agreement, I would strongly support a supplemental, something to get some money out the door to SIU. SIU needed that money 3 months ago, not 10 days from now. So that's something that is a priority for me. I want to see us get some money. Whether it's, you know, the preferred method is some type of a comprehensive agreement that's going to at least try to address our state's problems. But if we can't do that, I will be advocating for either some kind of, whether you want to call it a supplemental, a lifeline, or a stopgap, something like that. We do need to get some funding for not only SIU but some of the other universities in the state.
Right, and you know, my understanding is the money sitting there, it just has to be allocated.
It's just at this point, you know, we've got 10 days left in the session. We need to, if we can't come up with a comprehensive deal, we need to pivot, and we need to focus on figuring out how we can provide SIU some funding relief.
Before I let you go, a couple of other quick items. You did some meetings earlier, and you and I have not got a chance to talk about the future of coal mining in Illinois. I hear a mine's getting ready to make some hires, I heard that in a search for candidates for the job. Coal mining in Illinois, the federal government changes, Illinois EPA is still involved deeply. Has anything changed for coal miners in the state of Illinois besides attitude?
I think the coal mining situation is an example where you can actually say, yes, elections do have consequences. I think the fact that we now have a federal administration that is a proponent of coal instead of an enemy of the coal industry, I think that does make a difference. So I am positive about the coal industry. I think that we are moving in the right direction. So I think the coal industry is trending upward. We do have some work to do in the state of Illinois as far as trying to make sure that our own state regulations are supportive. But that has been an extremely positive change that we've had since the new administration came in.
You've been involving now and making a kind of a. It seems to me you've taken this personally, veteran suicide.
The Veteran Suicide Task Force met last year, and then it issued the report. There is legislation that is pending in the Senate. We've been working at it. We've been working actually with the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. They are going to be supportive of the legislation implementing some of the recommendations of the Veteran Suicide Task Force. So that is probably the thing that I am happiest about right now in Springfield, as far as being able to make some positive change.
And also, my understanding, there was a vote on President Obama making it a holiday, state holiday. I know there were two pieces of legislation. Did that come up for a vote? How'd you vote?
It did come up for a vote. There were the original proposal that started in the House was that this was going to be another paid holiday. I would not have supported that. What came up in the Senate was that this was just a day to honor him. It's not a paid holiday. It just recognizes that the historical significance of the fact that we do have another president that was from Illinois now. So
right.
I did vote yes on that. I think it was appropriate to honor the fact that we had another president from Illinois, and it was not a paid holiday, so I did not see a reason to vote no. So I voted yes on that one.
All right. So all eyes on Springfield today. The potential for a tax increase. Of course, it comes out of the Senate. It has to go to the House. Other people have to put their John Henrys on it. We'll see whether that happens, because it has to be done before the 31st, or it goes to a supermajority status, which will be much harder to achieve.
That's correct. It's going to be a very interesting 8 or 9 days, whatever we have left in the session. It definitely the situation is fluid. I expect it to change almost from hour to hour.
All right, Senator Paul Schimpf. Paul, sorry, kept you a little longer than I'd hoped, but we got to everything on my menu for the day, so I really appreciate your time, Chief.
No, thanks for having me on. I always enjoy talking with you, Tom.